Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. Thanks for listening in. Today's show is about visiting the sick in and out of a pandemic. To be sick may be defined as a physical illness or mental illness. In this podcast, we're not talking about the slang meaning for sick, which is crazy, insane, or cool. No, we're talking about the ailing, the frail, those who are ill, the peaked, the confined, the disordered, the invalid, and the incurable. What does the Bible say about visiting the sick? There are many scriptures that address visiting the sick. And in each part of the podcast, I will share a few of those scriptures with you. All scripture readings will be from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 25, verse 36 reads, I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Romans 8 and verse 28 states, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 14, it says, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. The words of the Lord. Before the world was hit with this COVID-19 pandemic, it was easy enough to make an in-person visit to people's homes, to the hospitals, and to various institutions where the ailing were convalescing. There have been a few restrictions where the visitors may have had to dress up in some type of protective garment to reassure safety to the patient or to the resident. Now we're going to take a short break to listen to a song entitled Great Is Thy Faithfulness by Carrie Underwood and CeCe Winans. What else does the Bible say about visiting the sick? We'll take a look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 12, which says, On hearing this, Jesus said, It is not healthy who it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10 reads thusly, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong.'" And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14 reads thusly, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." The word of the Lord. If you plan to make an in-person visit to someone at a hospital, nursing home, or convalescent home, here are a few gentle reminders that you may want to follow, you know, before just taking off and heading there. You might want to call and check the hours of visitation, or go online, check the hours of visitation. But sometimes it's always good to call and actually have someone tell you, because sometimes the hours may change and they may not change it online. Okay, and so ask, is the patient or the resident receiving visitors? Because lots of times their condition may be of such that they aren't receiving visitors at a particular time. Get directions if you need them. And ask what kinds of gifts are permissible to bring, because that may vary from institution to institution. Some people have allergies and such. You may simply want to hand deliver a gift and ask a staff member to deliver it to the patient or the resident. If visiting a private resident, you may simply want to drive by and give a wave to the person as he or she waves to you from a window, from the doorway, whatever. And any packages that you might have for them can be left on the doorstep or on the porch. Now, now that we're living in a pandemic of COVID-19, living a new normal, as they call it, visiting the sick has some similarities of when we visited in person in the past. And in many cases, visits may have taken on quite a new or different look. Most likely, it will be the latter. For example, an in-person visit may require one to have to wear a gown with elastic cuffs. You might have to wear a mask or be double masked. You may need to wear shoe coverings, wear goggles, and sometimes you may even have to wear special gloves. This is done for both the patient and the visitor's protection. The hospital or institution will make sure that you are given the right personal protective equipment, or PPE. And after using the PPE, remove items carefully and place them in the proper receptacles, such as laundry containers or waste containers or specially marked bags. As in previous times, one can still visit, if you will, the sick and shut-ins with cards of various kinds. They have lots of different kinds of get-well cards, cards of encouragement, cards that say feel better. And some say hello, and there are some that say thinking of you, or perhaps one type that I'm familiar with is one says, just a note out of the blue. And there are other appropriate categories. And a lot of cards usually have a written message inside. However, you can add your own message for a personal touch to the message that's already there. Yeah, and that will give your card a more personal touch. And those of you who wish to exercise your creative genius can draw or fashion your own cards with an authentic flair. Write your own creative message and hand deliver them or mail them via the United States Postal Service. Now, if your card is too thick to be put through the USPS machine, make sure that you write the word non-machinable on both the front and the back of the envelope. Visit the sick with a telephone call, and you can inquire about how they are feeling. You can ask if they would like for you to sing a song or read a scripture or say a prayer, or just engage in general conversation. This is just a few ideas that I'm sharing, and I'm sure that you have some ideas of your own as well. With all the modern technology available to us, reach out to someone through Google Duo. That's a local, national audio-video platform. Contact someone by audio chat. Reach out to someone on WhatsApp. That's a local, national, and international platform. Tweet someone. Reach out and visit someone by a podcast or contact someone by text message. There are so many ways to visit someone nowadays. Again, this is just to name a few. There is someone waiting and longing to hear from you. Right now. So don't think that nobody wants to hear from you. People are always glad to hear from someone, to have company, just to hear your voice. I can think of a few people myself, and I have made out a personal list, as a matter of fact. Mrs. Charlene Barbara Owens, Mr. Marshall Morgan, Ms. Renee Barry Huffman, Ms. Sharon D. Jones, Mrs. Lolly P. Falls, Mrs. Anna Mae Dancy, Mrs. Ethel DeBerry Webb, Mrs. Laura Beatrice DeBerry, Professor Dana Chandler, Mr. Junie Winston Taylor, Mr. Tony Cady, and Mr. Eddie C. DeBerry Jr. Yes, these are a few people that I personally know who are always glad to hear from someone. church people, relatives, acquaintances, and so forth. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a wondrous and a mighty healer. We come before you asking for your forgiveness because we have not done as you have commanded us to do, and that is to visit those who are confined, disordered, incurable, and frail. We thank you for your word that we have instructions to do what you have commanded us to do. Thank you for your forgiveness and our lack of wisdom. Thank you for your encouragement as we strive to do your will. We pray for those who need your healing touch. Touch their bodies, their minds, souls, and spirit, that they may be made whole. Touch them, Lord, as only you can. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, these and all blessings of our Lord and Savior. Amen. This podcast is dedicated to Mrs. Charlene Barbara Owens, who is hospitalized at this time, and she is currently a faithful member of the New Life AME Zion Church in Brockton, Massachusetts. The closing songs are "He Touched Me" by Yolanda Adams and "You'll Never Walk Alone" by Yolanda Adams and Carrie Underwood.
Shackled by a heavy burden beneath load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. For storm, hold your head hold your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. No, 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 no.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team.
And our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.